So far, the numbers are strong. St. Lawrence Seaway cargo connecting the Great Lakes with the Atlantic is up 10%, including a 31% increase in grain heading overseas. Grain traffic has more than doubled among U.S. flagships. But last year, Russia and the Ukraine, two of the biggest world growers of wheat, had to stop exports because of fire and drought. This year, the International Grain Council says both countries are rebounding, while flooding in the western U.S. could reverse this strong start. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Director Adolf Ojard says this will be a different year than last year when grain shipments were up 68%.
And that's primarily due to the fact, too, that the Russians and the Ukrainians are going to be back exporting based on their predicted crops. And that Black Sea area serves an area closer, means freight rates are cheaper, and so there's a lot of competition out there.
Stephen Saito of Daniels Shipping Services in Duluth handles grain orders. He says the steady start is good, but he's not going to look into his crystal ball.
It's a big matrix of decision variables that cause shipping to go up or down. You know, one thing that you would think would cause shipping to go up makes it go down. It's really complicated. If I knew the answer, I'd live in a big castle, put it that way.
World food prices rose to a record high in February, adding to world inflation and even food riots in northern Africa. But the strong wheat crops in the Ukraine and Russia could drive down those prices. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.